The world was her toy at last. Darkness gathered. I hurried. I passed a ragtag bunch of men and animals in vain flight northward. They numbered fewer than half our recon company. Sindawe and Bucket were the only noteworthy names among them. I didn't see the panther. When I reached that crack into the innermost room, I found it blocked. Somebody had stuffed it with rags and rocks and broken masonry, I suppose so the shadows couldn't loose. Must have been Swan. Catcher knew shadows could slither through the tiniest pinhole. She was the new Shadow Master. What a shadow could snake through, so could I. And Swan hadn't done that good a job. The golem, or whatever it was, still hung above the glowing abyss. I ignored it. I had something to panic about. My body was not where I'd left it. There were no bodies around. I had to close my astral eyes and let my flesh draw me to it. I should have seen it coming. I should have known. I had been only loosely anchored in time for years, and so many of the faces had seemed to be those of men I knew. My return to awareness, though not actually in flesh yet, took place in the caverns of the old men and the ice cocoons, and I found myself there, at the end of the line, sitting against the cavern wall with the standard across my lap. The lance had seemed to whisper and murmur to itself. The rest were everybody who'd clambered through that final crack. Old crew guys, Nguyen Bao, Cordy Mather, Blade, the Prabhrendra Dra, Isi and Ochiba. Every last fool, including Lady and the old man. Little sister and woman scorned had invested the extra minutes to arrange those two, holding hands, heads leaning together, in mockery. Lady radiated rage. This was the second time she'd been buried alive, the second husband with whom she'd shared a grave. The old man radiated despair. So did the rest. This was the end of the dream, little as it had been. I fluttered on up the cavern, between stalactites and stalagmites, webs and lacy structures of ice, to where, an age before the appearance of the Free Companies, desperate, hunted followers of Kina had hidden her holy books of the dead from the murderous warlord Raedrenak. Raedrenak hadn't found the books, nor had Kina's children survived to return to them. It could be worse than it was already. Soulcatcher could have found and taken those grim books. She hadn't. They remained safe, upon their lecterns, open to early passages. I hustled back to the gang. Some of them sensed me moving. They focused their anger upon me, which was maybe good. Water sleeps, I thought at them. They were locked in some sorcerous stasis. I was trapped only in my flesh, presumably because I'd been away at a convenient time. Water sleeps. Catcher might be the darkness, but she would learn. Water sleeps, but enemy never rests. In the night, when the wind no longer winds through a fortress that was there before the plane, that was there before the first Free Company marched, stone whispers. Stone sprouts. Stone grows. Stone buds and stone flowers. 1,000 pillars rise where no pillar has stood before. Moonlight sweeps the plain, setting a glitter the characters taking form, remembering a few of the fallen.